Hello, everyone, and welcome. Good morning. I'm glad you have joined us here at the First United Methodist Church of Fort Worth. Whether you're here in our historic Fifth Street campus or joining from anywhere in the world online, I'm thankful that you're with us today. My name is Lance Marshall, and along with Dr. Tim Brewster, we are the co-senior pastors here at First Church. I want to especially welcome all of our visitors and guests who are here today to celebrate someone they love going through the process of confirmation. It is a special day in the body of Christ, our church today. We're thankful to celebrate with all of you. I want to draw your attention to the black padfolios that are at the edge of every single one of your pews. Whether you're a first-time visitor or guest here, or you're here every single Sunday, I ask for you to make note of your attendance here today. We would love to know that you worshiped with us. If you're online, you can click on the registration button that's on your form. You can also put your name in on the comments on social media if you're watching on one of our social media feeds. I want to remind you that all the words throughout the service will be on our screens up in front. However, if you want, you can also take the camera on your device and scan the QR code in the pew back in front of you, and that'll bring up the bulletin on your mobile device. We also have printed copies available for you at the rear of the sanctuary. Now, let us prepare our hearts and minds for worship.
Hello, everyone, and welcome again to this special service of confirmation. We are so excited that you all have joined us this morning. My name is Matt Britt. I'm the Associate Director of Youth Ministries here at the church. And so most Sunday mornings, you'll find me across the street in the Justin Youth Building with our 7th through 12th graders and now all of our wonderful 6th graders. After the call to worship that I'm going to lead us here in a moment, we will stay standing and sing hymn number 158, Come Christians Join to Sing. Now, please stand as you are able and join me in our call to worship. The responses will be on your screens here in the sanctuary or on your device at home. Brothers and sisters in Christ, through the sacrament of baptism, we become part of God's family and God's story, and we are given new birth through water and the Spirit. All of this is God's gift, offered to us without price. Thanks be to God. Through confirmation, the claiming of our faith as our own, we renew the covenant declared at our baptism, acknowledge the work God is doing in our lives and in the world around us, and accept the Christian community as our home. This is our home, where we are seen, we are known, and we are loved, just as we are. Thanks be to God. Our story is not yet complete. There is still work to be done as the hands and feet of God in this world, showing kindness, compassion, and love to the stranger and neighbor alike. Our work is not yet finished. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Well, good morning, friends, friends here in the sanctuary, friends joining us online. My name is Mark Burrows, aka Mr. Mark, and I get to be the children's minister here, and I'm so excited to get to be here today to see all of these confirmants. Confirmants, congratulations. I feel very lucky to even get to be here for a few minutes and see so many of my friends. And a while ago, we were doing our opening and talking about the importance of being God's hands and feet in the world and together being the body of Christ and how meaningful that is. And even our scripture for today, which we don't always delve into, it's that 1 Corinthians 12, and it speaks so much to who you are and what you mean to all of us. And so it's the 1 Corinthians 12. You've probably heard it before. It's the one about where if the whole body were an eye, where would the hearing be? And if the whole body were an ear, where would be the sense of smell? And I was thinking about that. Like, where do I know that from? Obviously, the Bible, of course. But before that, like in my childhood, and it hit me. It's Mr. Potato Head. That's what it is. It's Mr. Potato Head. It's if the whole body were an eye, like this potato right here, which is nothing but eyes. I've got a lot of potatoes in my pantry right now that look just like this. It's really good at seeing, really good at reading, but not much else. It's limited, right? Or this one that is literally all ears. Actually, I think that's a tongue that I thought was an ear. Yeah, really good at hearing, maybe good at listening, but not much good at anything else. So you really need all of it. So let me put some eyes. This one has a nice little flowery visor, and let me borrow a couple of ears. Yeah, and you know, we talk about, and as confirmands 2 years, when you were real little in kindergarten, we wouldn't have spoken metaphorically about what does all this mean, about, you know, the, what does this represent? And it really is about all of us with our different gifts. We talked about gifts a lot last week and not burying our gifts, and that we each have gifts, we each have talents. And it's hard, not just when you're a confirmand age, but any age, to really live into those gifts and not just pretend like you don't have them and bury them deep so no one will ever see them so you can fit in, right? That gets hard, and it's hard for grown-ups too. But that's what we're called to do. And one of my favorite parts about the potato head is the compartment, right? And you can put stuff in the compartment. Sometimes you can put all the spare pieces in there. But have you ever heard this expression? It's like, well, we're all different on the outside, but on the inside, we're all... That's not true, right? You know this from because some of you have twins and triplets here right now, and some of them are identical. And are they the same on the inside? Not even close. And that's one of the things that is so beautiful, is we get to be different on the inside too. I mean, I don't know about you, I've taken more personality tests and Myers-Briggs and gone online and True Colors test and what's my Harry Potter house and which Marvel good guy am I, which DC bad guy am I, or Enneagram, and none of those are testing what I'm like on the outside. Right? It's all about what we're like on the inside, and we're all different. Like, I think dad jokes are hysterical, and I probably share that in common with, let's say, the dads in the room, for example. But I also love classical music. My three presets are WRR, NPR, and The Ticket, and I would love to see the club of people who have those as their first three presets. I think it's a pretty small club. I love hanging out with kids. I love cooking. I'm horrible with technology. And those are all different things that kind of make me who I am. And I'm glad that there are people in this room who are really good at technology, who save my bacon all the time. So I'm going to make sure to put that in there, because we're different on the outside, thank God. And we're different on the inside, thank God. Why in the world do I have to be like you to like you? Why in the world do you have to be like me to like me? We're different, and that being different together that truly makes us the body of Christ. And today, especially to all of my friends, the confirmands, am I ever so grateful that you, just as you are part of the body of Christ with us. We are better with you, and we would be incomplete without you. Amen. And any of my little friends who are coming to join me for second hour, let's meet right there under the east balcony.
Thank you, Mark. Well, guys, it's time to get the main event of this service on the road. I am so excited. If I haven't gotten a chance to meet you yet, my name is Kat Baer. I am the Director of Youth Ministries here, and I've been a bit of the showrunner for our confirmation program. But I will tell you, it has been a whole church effort, and I'm really grateful for everyone's help up until this point. Confirmation, if you don't know, is our holy tradition by which we welcome young people into full membership in the church at the end of a semester-long program of learning and experiencing faith together. It's a rite of passage. It's a huge milestone in the faith life of our young people, and we are so excited to celebrate it. Over the course of the last 6 months, I've had the incredible joy of, alongside great faithful leaders, walking alongside these confirmands as they've studied and prayed over their 7 vows of confirmation, not purely as a mental exercise, but as a spiritual discipline. When we dug into what it means to, quote, accept the power given to us to resist evil, injustice, and oppression, we did it while resisting injustices faced by people in our community through packing supplies for First Street Methodist Mission. When we talked about, quote, being Christ's representative in the world, we looked at case studies of people who have come through this church and have lived in such a way that puts their faith at the center of their lives. We did all kinds of study and playing and worship and learning and serving and giving together to teach our confirmants not just what it means to be a Christian in their heads and in their hearts, but also in their hands and their feet. And it's been a powerful process. Our confirmation class has learned about the faith, used the quadrilateral to practice making ethical decisions and answering questions, did some skits about John Wesley, took field trips all around the city, experienced the sacraments, tried things like Ignatian Examen and Lectio Divina, all in cohorts faithfully led by adult volunteers. As a community, confirmation is a special day, as it is the opportunity young people have to confirm the baptismal vows said over them as babies. This is about their faith, but it's also about your witness as a community. These are the children that got carried up in front of the church when they were baptized, that we said vows over. We said that we would encourage them in their faith so that what? That they may come at some day in the future to this or some other altar to claim their faith as their own. And that day has come. This is a day of incredible fruit and legacy for our Sunday school teachers, our snack providers, the carpool leaders, everyone who helped shepherd along your child's faith. This Confirmation Sunday is the confirmants' chance to publicly claim the great inheritance offered to them in their faith in our community. They have done the work, they have asked the questions, and they are here to claim this faith as their own. Church, these 66 young people are the fruit of your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your witness, and your service. They are your great legacy, and you should be proud to call them your brothers and sisters. They are a brave and curious and kind group of young people. This confirmation class began in late August, meaning that we've essentially spent all of it in kind of an uneasy season, a season where hopes and disappointments, waves and surges were all the tides of the times. It can be easy in these seasons to start to lose hope, to think things will never get better, that they'll never get our sea legs, that the good times are times of the past, that the best days are days behind us. Let me tell you that our best days are sitting right in front of us. This, at 66 confirmands, is one of the largest classes we've ever confirmed, and they are smart and funny and creative and brave and resilient and playful and exactly the people the church needs to grow into what it will be next. Sweet confirmands, let me talk to you directly for a second. The journey has just begun. This semester in confirmation, you've been learning what the Christian life is like. We've been giving you a taste of what it means to experience life in a Christian community. We've used Healthy Plate Discipleship as a basis for understanding what it means to be a Christian together. We didn't just tell you what Christians believe, but we gave you a chance to experience for yourselves. So you're going to be asked the vows we've been talking about all semester. And you're going to answer, I do, and I will, and don't worry, it won't be too scary. But I want to say what big question is underneath these seven smaller questions. Is this the life you want? Do you choose this Christian life? Do you choose this life of following Jesus for yourself? Do you decide to claim our Christian community as your own? And when you say I do not just to pastors, and to God, but to this community, and to this church, and to this confirmation class, and to this youth ministry, and to this messy and beautiful life offered to you in Christian community. This is the last day of confirmation, but it's the first day of a much bigger adventure that gets bigger and better with every chapter. Today, we confirm you into membership in the church, but much more, we give you a chance to say in front of hundreds of people who have loved you and supported you that yes, you choose this life. You claim this faith of your own. This faith chosen by generations of saints that go before you at this altar and at 1,000 others. So, congratulations, we love you, and we are so excited for you. If our confirmation class of 2022 will please stand. Stay up.
Wow, it is amazing how fast this day came. I baptized you, several of you, maybe many of you. And I am so proud of all of you. And there are other members of the class who are not able to be here because a family member or they themselves have tested positive for COVID. And so we have a makeup day on February 20th, when the others will be confirmed. So I'm about to ask you the vows of confirmation. I understand that you have studied these in class, and we're proud of you for that, for studying them and preparing to answer them. And so on behalf of the whole church, I ask you, do you renounce the spiritual forces of wickedness, reject the evil powers of this world, and repent of your sin? If you do, please say, I do. Do you accept the freedom and power God gives you to resist evil, injustice, and oppression? If you do, please say, I do. Do you confess Jesus Christ as your Savior, put your whole trust in His grace, and promise to serve Him as your Lord? If you do, please say, I do. Will you remain faithful members of Christ's holy church and serve as Christ's representatives in the world? If you will, please say, I will. Will you promise to be loyal to Christ through the United Methodist Church and do all in your power to strengthen its ministries? If you will, please say, I will. As members of this congregation, will you faithfully participate in its ministries by your prayers, your presence, your gifts, your service, and your witness? If you will, please say, I will. Do you receive and profess the Christian faith as contained in the scriptures of the Old and New Testaments? If you do, please say, I do.
Emma Grace Atkinson, please place your hands in the baptismal waters and remember your baptism. If you'll place your hands on it with me. Emma Grace, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through the water and the Spirit, you may live as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Grant Thomas Bates, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and pray God's richest blessings upon you now and every day of your life. Grant Thomas, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Blake Davis Bates, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and pray God's richest blessings upon you now and every day of your life. Blake, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Carter Allen Bates, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and pray God's richest blessings upon you now and every day of your life. Carter, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Marjorie, please place your hands in the baptismal waters. Remember your baptism and be faithful. Marjorie Elizabeth Bailey, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Sarah Elizabeth Barkley, remember your baptism and be thankful. The Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Harmon Elizabeth Baker, remember your baptism and be faithful. Harmon, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Andrew Boone Wallace, remember your baptism and be thankful. Andrew, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Adelaide May, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Adelaide May, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jackson Will, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Jackson Will, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Carter Jarman, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Carter Jarman, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Charlotte Elaine, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Charlotte Elaine, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Kiska Willow, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Kiska Willow, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Abigail Ann, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Abigail Ann, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Oliver Ryan Horsch, touch the waters of the baptismal font. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Oliver, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Luke Andrew Helmers, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and pray God's richest blessings upon you now and every day of your life. Luke, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Riggs Roger Huggins, touch the waters of the baptismal font. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Riggs, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Caroline Kate Heron, remember your baptism and be thankful. Caroline, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Bennett Joseph Klaus, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and pray God's richest blessings upon you now and every day of your life. Bennett, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Layla Bell Hatton, touch the waters of the baptismal font. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Layla Bell, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Carson Hayes Dilday, touch the waters of the baptismal font. Remember your baptism and be thankful. Carson, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
George Major, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. George Major, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Caroline Grace, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Caroline Grace, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Dominic James, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Dominic James, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Jane Catherine, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Jane Catherine, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Claire Butler Moore, remember your baptism and be thankful. Claire, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Elaine Elizabeth Nethery, remember your baptism and be thankful. Elaine, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Molly Elise Mitchell, remember your baptism and be thankful. Molly, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Leah Claire Mossick, remember your baptism and be thankful. Leah, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Genevieve Louise Monroe, remember your baptism and be thankful. Genevieve, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Andrew Michael, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Andrew Michael, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lila Kathleen, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Lila Kathleen, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Grayson Elizabeth, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Grayson Elizabeth, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Lo Kelly, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Lo Kelly, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. JC, Pace the Fourth, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. JC, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thomas Kuntz, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Thomas Kuntz, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Eleanor Sophia Sanders, as you touch the waters of the baptismal font, remember your baptism and be thankful. Eleanor Sophia, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Austin Joseph Schumann, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and pray God's richest blessings upon you now and every day of your life. Austin, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Adelaide Louise Patek, as you touch the waters of the baptismal font, remember your baptism and be thankful. Adelaide, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Hunter Paige Shrimp, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, and pray God's richest blessings upon you now and every day of your life. The Holy Spirit work within you, that being born through water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Madeline Claire Simmons, as you touch the waters of the baptismal font, remember your baptism and be thankful. The Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you may grow as a faithful disciple of your Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Campbell Reese, I baptize you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Campbell Reese, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. John Hudson, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. John Hudson, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Layla Lee, I baptize you in the name of the Father and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Layla Lee, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Annabelle Marshall, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Annabelle Marshall, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Mary Wesley, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Mary Wesley, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
That's not everybody. not everyone. I think Chris has got it.
Maddie Marie, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Maddie Marie, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Catherine Adele, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Catherine Adele, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Emma Claire, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Emma Claire, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Thomas Daniel, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Thomas Daniel, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Benjamin Christian, remember your baptism and be thankful. Amen. Benjamin Christian, the Holy Spirit work within you, that being born of water and the Spirit, you will remain a faithful disciple of our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
One more time, the confirmation class of 2022. Like has already been spoken, if that's not enough for you, we are doing it all over again in a month, so we'd be happy to. If your confirmand has not got a chance to get confirmed yet, or if you would like to come cheer on the rest of the confirmands, they'll be during this service on February 20th. I'd now like to invite Tim to lead us in a congregational blessing.
Thank you. Brothers and sisters, I commend to your love and care these persons whom we this day receive into the membership of this congregation. Do all in your power to increase their faith, confirm their hope, and perfect them in love. Please join me in the blessing printed in your bulletin, or it'll be up on the screen or on your device. And confirmands, this is our blessing for you. We give thanks for all that God has already given you, and we welcome you in Christian love as members together with you in the body of Christ and in this congregation of the United Methodist Church. We renew our covenant to faithfully participate in the ministries of the church by our prayers, our presence, our gifts, our service, and our witness, that in everything God may be glorified through Jesus Christ. Please stand as you are able for our hymn.
You may be seated. Our scripture today comes from 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 12 through 31a. I will be reading from the Common English Version and invite you to read along in your own Bibles, ones in the pews. Also, the words will be on the screen. Christ is just like the human body. A body is a unit and has many parts. And all the parts of the body are one body, even though they are many. We were all baptized by one Spirit into one body, whether Jew or Greek or slave or free, and we all were given one Spirit to drink. Certainly, the body isn't one part, but many. If the foot says, "I'm not part of the body because I'm not a hand," does that mean it's not part of the body? If the ear says, "I'm not part of the body because I'm not an eye," does that mean it's not part of the body? If the whole body were an eye, what would happen to the hearing? And if the whole body were an ear, what would happen to the sense of smell? But as it is, God has placed each one of the parts in the body just like he wanted. If all were one and the same body part, what would happen to the body? But as it is, there are many parts but one body. So the eye can't say to the hand, "I don't need you," or in turn, the head can't say to the feet, "I don't need you." Instead, the parts of the body that people think are the weakest are the most necessary. The parts of the body that we think are less honorable are the ones we honor the most. The private parts of our body that aren't presentable are the ones that are given the most dignity. The parts of our body that are presentable don't need this. But God has put the body together, giving greater honor to the parts with less honor, so that there won't be division in the body, and so that parts might have mutual concern for each other. If one part suffers, all the parts suffer with it. If one part gets the glory, all the parts celebrate with it. You are the body of Christ and parts of each other. In the church, God has appointed first apostles, second prophets, third teachers, then miracles, then gifts of healing, the ability to help others, leadership skills, different kinds of tongues. All aren't apostles, are they? All aren't prophets, are they? All aren't teachers, are they? All don't perform miracles, do they? All don't have the gifts of healing, do they? All don't speak in different tongues, do they? All don't interpret, do they? Use your ambition to try to get the greater gifts. And I'm going to show you an even better way. God speaks to us through the reading of the scripture. Thanks be to God.
Well, what a wonderful day. I'm looking at your faces and I see a bit of panic right now because you're thinking, it's 10 minutes till 12 and he's just up here to preach. Did I hear an amen from the choir? I think I did. Now I just want to say a few words about the body of Christ. And it's a powerful image that Paul has. And I want to remind you that it's one of those many things that that pairs two strengths. Not one thing is strong and another thing is weak, but two strengths. And the strengths are community and togetherness, oneness, and individuality. Paul says, this is the more precise translation, y'all are the body of Christ, because it is in the plural. Y'all are the body of Christ, and individually members of it. Y'all are the body of Christ and individually members of it. And it always gets us into trouble when we polarize on one thing or the other. I mean, if we're just one thing, the body of Christ, as a community, we all have to believe the same exact thing, and we all have to practice exactly the same way, and we all have to have the same opinions and all of that. That's not good. If we're just individuals who don't care about the common good, and if we're just individuals who aren't relating to the rest of the body, that's not good either. Paul says, y'all are the body of Christ and individually members of it. Both of those things held in tension. There are a lot of images that we could use for the church. One image that comes to my mind that is the image of a team. And we're in the football playoffs, the Super Bowl's in 3 weeks, so it's a good time for me to read this paraphrase that someone wrote years ago that uses that image. It's a paraphrase of this passage from Paul, but it's the image of a team. For the team is one and has many players. And all the players of the team, though many, are one team. Indeed, the team does not consist of one player, but of many. If the defensive end would say, because I'm not a quarterback, I do not belong on the team, well, that wouldn't make him any less a part of the team. And if the right tackle would say, because I'm not a wide receiver, I do not belong to the team, that would not make him any less a part of the team. If the whole team were tackles, where would the running backs be? If the whole team were running backs, where would the kickers be? And if the whole team were kickers, where would the cornerbacks be? But as it is, the coach has arranged the players of the team, each one of them, as he chose. If all were quarterbacks, where would the team be? As it is, there are many players, yet one team. The quarterback cannot say to the tackle, I don't need you. Nor can the defensive end say to the running backs, we don't need you. On the contrary, if one player suffers, the team suffers together with him. If one player is honored, the team rejoices with him. We're a team. So we could just as well say, y'all are a team and individually players on it. Now, it may be that football is not your thing. You may appreciate what George Will said about football. He said, it is two terrible things. It's violence punctuated by committee meetings, which is pretty good. But it may be that you have a different image, and maybe the image is the one sitting behind me. A choir. Y'all are the choir and individually members of it. Each person has different gifts and graces, as Lance talked about last week and in his sermon. But together, that's a choir. So we could say of the church, y'all are the choir and individually singers in it. So remember that you have individual gifts, confirmands and congregation. You're unique and individual. And that's a real strength. Diversity within the body of Christ, that's how God created us, and that's a real strength. But you're also a community. You're the body of Christ, individually members of it. You're the team and individual players on it. You're the choir and individual singers in it. Thanks be to God for that. Let's pray. Our gracious God, we are so grateful for all your blessings, especially the blessing of the church today, the body of Christ. Help us to remember that we are part of the body and you have gifted us and created us as individuals. We pray it in the name of Jesus, who taught us to pray, our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
As I invite our ushers forward to receive God's tithes and offerings, I do so with a reminder, everyone here and online, you can always give at fumcfw.org/givenow. A special word of appreciation for all the people whose continued generous giving has allowed something like our largest confirmation ever to take place. As I invite the ushers forward, please join me as we pray over these gifts. Great and loving God, please bless as we return to you a portion of what you have given to us. Please use these gifts for the strengthening of the body of Christ, your church, and the coming of your kingdom. And it's in Jesus' name that we all pray and say, Amen.
be seated. I'd like to offer a brief word of invitation. Thank you guys so much for being part with us for this service. If you'd like to know more about our community, we invite you to meet Lisa Helm, our Director of Hospitality Ministries, out in the garden for her on-ramp to learn ways to get plugged in. If you'd like to pray with someone today, have someone pray over you, we invite you to come up here to this sign that says Congregational Care Ministries to meet our congregational care team and have them pray over you. If you would like to gather together and celebrate the confirmants and shake their hands and say, I'm so excited for you, we encourage you to do that on Fifth Street or in the garden. We're a pretty full room in here right now, and we want to spread out and use all the spaces we can. So we encourage you to go out to the garden or out to Fifth Street to take pictures and shake hands and celebrate this day together. So all that being said, I invite you to stand and join us in our benediction. I know, I just want to give you a break. I'm going to let you sit down for a second, but our benediction today will be one the confirmants have been saying all semester as the end of their classes, and it's attributed to John Wesley himself. Follow along on your screens or on your bulletin. Do all the good you can, by all the means you can, in all the ways you can, in all the places you can, at all the times you can, to all the people you can, as long as ever you can. Amen. Go in peace.